Hi, I'm Pastor Travis Smith from Buckley Road Baptist Church in Liverpool, New York, and it's my pleasure to be your pastor for the day. In Psalm chapter 1, starting in verse 1, the Bible says here, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." The Bible here tells us how to be blessed, and how to live a blessed life. I think we've all used this word before. Either you've said that I am blessed, or you've heard somebody say that I am blessed before. And usually when they're saying this, they're talking about some sort of material possession, some sort of material blessing or monetary gain. We might say we're blessed to live in this country. We may say that we're blessed to have a family, or we're blessed to have friends. I was driving behind someone not too long ago who was driving a very nice vehicle, and large in the back window it said #blessed. And so I think they're speaking about their vehicle. You know, they're blessed to have a nice vehicle. I would say that, hey, it is a blessing to have those things. But what if you don't have those things? What if you don't have money? What if you don't have material possessions? What if you don't have friends? And hey, what if you don't have family? Does that mean you're not blessed? Does that mean maybe you're cursed? Well, let's look at what the Bible says here. The Bible says here, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly." The Bible tells us exactly how to be blessed, and he's not speaking about material possessions. You see, the life that we live here is very short. In fact, it's only a vapor compared to eternity. It appears for a little time and then vanishes away. We're here for a short time, but we're in eternity forever. And so we're to be living our lives for eternity. And if you have accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you're born again, then that means that when you die, you'll spend eternity in heaven. And that's where the blessing comes in. And so we're not to listen to the counsel of this world. We're not to listen to the counsel of the ungodly, but we're to listen to the counsel of the godly and of God's word. He also says that we don't stand in the way of sinners. And so we don't need to go where sinners go and do what sinners do. And also he says, "Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful." The scornful are those that mock God, those that don't believe in God, maybe those that call themselves atheists. And he says, if you believe that, you're not blessed. You're not living a blessed life. But he says the blessed person here delights in the law of the Lord. Well, what's the law of the Lord? It's the word of God. A blessed person loves the word of God, loves the truth, and wants to read the truth. And he says, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. He studies God's word. He reads God's word. She meditates upon God's word, memorizes God's word. If you want to be blessed, don't put your mind and thoughts on the negative things of this world. Don't take the counsel from the ungodly, but get your counsel from those who are godly. Get your counsel from God's word, meditate upon his word, and you will live a blessed life. Don't think negatively, think positively in God's word. Thank you for listening to me today. My name is Pastor Travis Smith from Buckley Road Baptist Church in Liverpool, New York, and it's been my pleasure to be your pastor for the day.